Our footballers, our women's team, are a playoff away from the World Cup in Brazil in 2027 after a late winner in Belgium last night. Abby Larkin's strike made it 2-1 to Belgium, 5-4 to Ireland after last week's game in Dublin, earning promotion to the top division in the Nations League and a guaranteed playoff to Brazil.
Here's McCabe. Inside her own half. Up towards O'Sullivan. Nice little thick tender by O'Sullivan. Picks up Caruso. Larkin's in the middle. She's going to roll it to the edge of the penalty area. It's still with Larkin. In the area. Larkin has scored! In the last minute of the game. The 90th minute. Abby Larkin, on as a substitute, has scored for Ireland with a delicious dink over the goalkeeper. It's 2-1 to Belgium. Ireland lead 5-4 in aggregate.
What a goal.
John Kenny on commentary. Our soccer correspondent Tony O'Donoghue was there. Fierce close, Tony, fierce late, but a win, a promotion and a playoff away from a World Cup. How is your heart after that finish?
A delicious dink was a lovely way of describing it, and a goal in the 90th minute, of course, is a wonderful thing. That game had everything, really. It had a huge drama. Ireland were leading 4-2, of course, coming into the game, and it's a tie that had to be decided on aggregate. And when Belgium scored their two goals in the first half, it really looked like Ireland could have been in trouble. Belgium are a team that ranked much higher than Ireland. They're ranked 20th, with Ireland being ranked at 27th. But those rankings will change now, because Belgium are the ones who will go down to League B. Ireland will, as you say, go up to League A, and that means a playoff guaranteed for the World Cup. Now, it's a long process before that. The World Cup draw will take place next Tuesday on the 4th of November, and we'll see our opponents then. But League A will mean, you know, playing against teams that are certainly ranked higher than us and that will be better than us. But maybe this Ireland team has shown now, with a win over France in Parky Cueve, with this result against Belgium, that maybe playing against the better teams makes us a better team. And of course, hoping to get back to the World Cup, the next Women's World Cup to be played in Brazil in 2027. That really would be a wonderful thing for the likes of Katie McCabe, who last night celebrated her 100th cap with another outstanding performance. This time she didn't manage to cap it with a goal, but she led the Irish comeback, and it was a dramatic night here in Leuven.
Yeah, the Belgians kept her very busy, kept her really in her own half certainly the first half of the game. What happens now then, Tony? What's the route to the World Cup? They don't have to win their group in the Nations League. As you said, they'll get to play better teams. They're guaranteed a playoff, but is there another route straight through to the World Cup for them?
Well, if they were to win their group, they would certainly go straight through, but that's hardly likely. The convoluted playoff systems that have been brought in have brought us nights like last night, have brought us dramatic moments and moments of tension. Now, when we say we've guaranteed a playoff, it looks like it'll be a series of playoffs, a playoff semi-final and a final. So we could have more drama like last night. But to be fair to UEFA, this has brought more jeopardy and has brought more interest to the games. It was interesting to see how many Irish fans travelled here to Leuven. There was officially 330, but they made themselves heard, and it's a different type of crowd as well. I mean, in following the Irish teams over the years, you've seen, you know, the likes of the great Davy Keogh and those, and they will represent Ireland as fans in all far-flung corners of the world. The crowd that follows the women's team is a little bit different. There'd be a lot more kind of mother-daughter combinations, a lot more younger children. I mean, they did yesterday gather pre-match at an Irish bar in Leuven, but it was more like a kind of a kindergarten, if you like. So all of these young girls in particular who have been inspired and impressed by this Irish team, they can be dreaming now of a World Cup journey, a World Cup visit to Brazil perhaps in 2027.
Abby Larkin's family spotted in the crowd too. Tony, thank you for that. We'll have more on Ireland's win against Belgium. Well, their win on aggregate against Belgium in the sports news with Porrick a little bit later in the programme. 26 minutes past 7.